Blog Talk Radio.
What is Judge Me Not all about? We know it's a drama series, but what is the storyline of it?
Judge Me Not, this is Judge Lynn. Judge Me Not is it's literally based on my life. I became a judge in my early 30s in a municipal court, and it was such a fascinating experience because municipal court is where you see the waves of humanity and all the social ills that come in. And I was young. I was the first black person to hold that position. And I also have a rather dramatic family that gives Jay a great deal of trouble. And I've given her a boyfriend that is a little bit dramatic himself, one that's, you know, unlike my husband, he's quite a philanderer, but a philanderer who loves his woman and can't quite figure it out. So I put all that together and I put an undercurrent of a whodunit on it, and it's just something you want to sit back and just take the ride.
Well, I can see why it's been so highly anticipated with that type of a storyline. Now, China Lane, you star as Zelma J. Johnson. So who is Miss Zelma?
Zelma J. Johnson is a fly, young, fabulous, fearless judge who is the first female black judge and youngest appointed in her district. And so she's battling mental health issues. Also, like she just said, dealing with a tumultuous love life with her boyfriend, Daryl, who was played by a fantastic actor that she gave her blessing on, named Javon Terrell, and her, you know, her family. So she's a really, really interesting woman who is able to bring her experiences to the courtroom. And it's really interesting the way that we see her judge, because she just doesn't go by the textbook. Like everything, like she judges from the tip of her fingers, the top of her head, to the tip of her toes with everything that she has in her heart. So I'm excited for everyone to see it.
Now, Judge Lynn, you are the executive producer of Judge Me Not, as well as the writer creator, and you've held those titles with other hit shows. So being an executive producer, do you find it as challenging as being a real-life court judge or what?
Well, it's an entirely different skill set. I've never done anything like this before. This is the first script that I have ever written, and I wrote the pilot. I had a writer help me polish the pilot, and then the rest of the episodes I wrote alone. And so my main contribution to this was the writing. And I did get to okay Javon Terrell, who was just fantastic. And then China came and embodied me like nobody's business. So after I finished writing, they pretty much just rode off into the sunset with it. I watched them tape and this kind of stuff, and we talked and discussed along the way. But my major contribution to this was the writing. And I ain't gonna lie, it's easier to be on TV for me than it was to write. And it might be just because I'm new at the writing part. I don't know. But being on TV is easy. Writing a story that makes sense over 8 episodes, oh, I'd like to kill me. But I think I pulled it off.
I'm sure that you, I mean, knowing you, Judge Lynn, you pulled it off. I know you did. Well, now, Miss China, was there any extra pressure portraying a character that's loosely based on the executive producer's life story, and the executive producer is right there on the set each day?
I wouldn't say pressure, but I would say as I spoke with Dusty and really discovered that the majority, almost all of the stories are really true, and I discovered a lot, especially there's a story that we end up seeing, I forget which episode it is, where there's a young version of Jay and how her family takes care of her father when he has his mental health episodes. And it's just the love that her for her father, and the love that when he spoke about her father, it makes you just want to do more in honoring and, you know, just really taking care. Like, it's like, holding something so precious in your hands, and you just want to make sure that you protect it at all times. That's how I felt as I learned more.
Well, it sounds like the two of you had a very good working relationship together, and that's always good to know.
Yeah. That's yeah, we did. It was fun to find her.
Oh.
I enjoyed talking to her all the time.
Well, now, Judge Lynn, I mean, you mentioned earlier about the fun challenges of writing for television. Can we anticipate more upcoming drama series with you writing behind the helm of that portion, or what?
Well, it's my hope to have a season two of Judge Me Not, and if that does well, I did. Once they started translating my words into vision, that was a lot of fun. It's just something, if I could do this for a living, I'd quit everything else and do this because it's very satisfying. I really would. I really, really would. You don't have to do your hair when you're right. Put no makeup on. Be in the jammies. That's the way to live.
That is so true. That's why one reason people keep trying to drag me and say, oh, you should do your show with video. No, I don't. I'm sitting here now with my pajamas on. I'm good. Thank you.
I'm telling you.
Exactly. Well, okay, final question here. How can viewers reach out on your – Judge Lynn, I am also a follower of viewers on Instagram, by the way. But how can people reach out to both of you ladies to say hello, to say how much they enjoy the show? What do they need to do?
Well, I'm on IG and TikTok and Facebook, mostly on IG, though. They can comment, DM, whatever, you know.
Okay. And what about you, Miss China?
I'm on Instagram, China Lane. So that's at CHYNALAYNE.
Okay. Well, ladies, any other closing remarks? You want to close this out? How about this? How about telling everybody why they need to tune in to Judge Me Not?
They need to tune in if they want to laugh. They need to tune in if they want a good whodunit. They need to tune in if they've got people in their family not acting quite right and want to think about how to do it. They need to tune in if they want a love story. They need to tune in if they want to laugh at the community. There's a whole lot of reasons to tune in.
Okay.
All of that. And they can do that starting tomorrow, Thursday, May 25th. A new episode will drop every Thursday on All Black. That's ALLBLK. So download the app or go to the website, allblack.tv.
Ladies, thank you so much for chatting with me. I have been, as I said earlier, I've been looking forward to this chat for almost 2 weeks, and it's been a lot of fun, and I want to see both of you in action with the rest of your cast members on tomorrow night, Judge Me Not. So thank you again.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, take care, ladies. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.